This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. A cyclone packing strong winds and rains barreled into India's east coast late Sunday as tens of thousands of people in three states were evacuated to shelters. The state-run India Meteorological Department says the storm made landfall just after 6 p.m. local time, bearing gusts of up to 95 kilometers per hour. Officials had ordered tens of thousands of people living along the coast to move to shelters as hundreds of emergency workers were sent to the region where flooding is expected. Some 85,000 families were expected to be moved from low-lying areas to temporary relief shelters in the state. Switzerland on Sunday voted by a wide margin to allow same-sex couples to marry, bringing the Alpine nation into line with many other in Western Europe. Officials' results show the measure passed in a referendum on Sunday with 64% of voters in favor of same-sex marriage, winning a majority in every voting area. Switzerland's parliament and the governing federal council supported the so-called Marriage for All measure. Switzerland has authorized same-sex civil partnerships since 2007. Most countries in Western Europe already recognize same-sex marriage, while most of those in Central and Eastern Europe don't allow wedlock involving two men or two women. Iceland has elected Europe's first female majority parliament, a landmark for gender equality in the North Atlantic island nation. Results tallied Sunday show that female candidates have won 33 seats in Iceland's 63 parliament. The election makes Iceland the only country in Europe and one of a handful in the world with a majority of female lawmakers. This is VOA News. Britain's Transport Secretary Grant Shapps on Sunday accused a trucking group of creating a, quote, manufactured situation, insisting there is no fuel shortage in the country. The comment came from Shapps as frustrated motorists were caught in gridlock traffic for a third day as vehicles continued to queue for fuel across the country. Shapps told British broadcaster Sky News that there is plenty of fuel in Britain, but he urged drivers to only fill up when they need to. The haulage industry claims Britain is short tens of thousands of truckers due to a perfect storm of factors, including the coronavirus pandemic, an aging workforce, and an exodus of foreign workers following Britain's departure from the European Union. Post-Brexit immigration rules mean EU citizens can no longer live and work visa-free in Britain, as they could when Britain was a member of the trade bloc. Chinese President Xi Jinping warned relations between Beijing and Taipei were, quote, grim on Sunday, urging the island's main opposition party to help seek unification of the country. China views self-ruled democratic Taiwan as part of its territory and vows to retake it one day by force if necessary. Xi has become the most aggressive leader since Mao Zedong, describing the seizure of the island as, quote, inevitable. Beijing has stepped up military, diplomatic, and economic pressure on Taiwan since the 2016 election of President Tsai Ing-wen, who views the island as a sovereign nation and not part of so-called One China. Last year, Chinese military jets made a record 380 incursions into Taiwan's defense zone. Some analysts warn that tensions between the two sides are at their highest since the mid-1990s. Just last Thursday, China flew 24 warplanes, including two nuclear-capable bombers, into Taiwan's air defense zone, the biggest incursion in weeks, after voicing its opposition to Taipei joining a major trans-Pacific trade deal. And Britain said on Sunday it had collected evidence of multiple ships from various nationalities apparently breaching United Nations sanctions against North Korea, which banned the sale of fuel to the country. North Korea is under strict international sanctions imposed over its nuclear weapons and ballistic missiles programs. Talks aimed at persuading Pyongyang to give up those weapons in return for lifting sanctions have been stalled. Earlier this month, a U.S.-based research group said in a report that smugglers suspected of evading sanctions on North Korea have turned to schemes to create fraudulent identities for sanctioned ships. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.